When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, January 24th, 2022. Look outside. The Acosta Bridge is lit up nice and blue this morning. 33 degrees to start the week. Chilly for Florida. Where do you take your cruise ship if the U.S. Marshals are waiting to seize it in Miami? To the Bahamas. That's what Crystal Cruises did over the weekend after a judge issued an arrest warrant for the luxury cruise ship. The warrant came after an unpaid fuel bill totaling $4.6 million to a Singapore petroleum company went unpaid. On Saturday evening, the Crystal Symphony ended its current voyage in Bimini, Bahamas, and guests were ferried back to Fort Lauderdale on Sunday morning. A statement from the cruise line said, "We are not able to comment on pending legal matters at this time." Genting, the parent company of Crystal, owns three cruise lines in total: Crystal Cruises, Dream Cruises, and Star Cruises. The Crystal Symphony is flagged in Nassau, Bahamas. And for the third time, Royal Caribbean has extended its indoor face mask policy. The first policy was extended the week before Christmas until January 5th, the second through the end of January, and the latest policy change is now effective through February 14th, just in time to take it off to kiss your loved one. On Friday, Carnival announced mask rules would stay in place for the foreseeable future. And finally, Carnival Pride's godmother and former astronaut Tamara Jernigan returned to the high seas over New Year's. The godmother celebrated the holiday aboard Carnival Miracle, meeting with some of the ship's officers who presented her with a gift that included a current photo of Carnival Pride, as well as a photo of her in front of the ship 20 years ago. She also made an appearance at the ship's military appreciation gathering and participated in a Q&A session with the cruise director. Jernigan christened Carnival Pride on January 7, 2002 in Baltimore, Maryland. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Cruise Line down 3.9%, 19.99. Royal Caribbean down 2.6, 79.07. And Norwegian down 4.5, 20.08. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have a great Monday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.